with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
One man who came through it and made his dream by playing for his hometown club and scoring for them was Alex Hay. Good afternoon, Alex.
Afternoon, Matt.
Great to have you on. Now, a really sad piece of news this for Tranmere. As I say, they've made millions through that academy, from the player sales, the likes of Jason Kumas, Alan Rogers, Ian Nolan. Some great, great names, and this is a decision they won't have taken lightly.
No, very much so, and I think it's come a bit of a shock, because obviously I think all the talk towards the end of last season was the building new training grounds, making facilities better, and I think they were looking to push the youth, but whether or not the financial side, obviously, I'm not so aware of any of that, any of those details. So it wouldn't have come as an easy decision, that's for sure.
Are you surprised particularly by the timing of it coming in mid-March with, what, 6-7 weeks of the season left?
Yeah, definitely. But maybe that says a lot on the financial restraints that the club's held by, and whether or not they get promotion or not is another question. So what will happen after that? But whether it's just a slow rebuilding job, it'll take a back step for a while until they're in a position to hopefully rebuild it again. But as I say, the financial restraint is a little worrying. But if they think that's the right thing to keep Tranmere going the way they are, then that's what they need to do for the time being.
The club have cited the new youth system that we have in English football as being the major underlying problem behind their decision. It's called the Elite Player Performance Plan. It's something that I know a little bit about, having done a university dissertation on it 4 or 5 years ago. I'm sure you know even more than me, still working in football where you're scouting for Fylde. So there's plenty in this statement, though, from the club, which highlights just how difficult it is for a club like Tranmere to exist in terms of an academy because of the Elite Player Performance Plan.
Very much so, and I totally understand that side of it. I think it is harder and harder for smaller clubs to keep hold of the best talent. And it's been made more difficult with the introduction, I think, of going away from reserve team football and back slightly just before me was A and B teams. And it was a whole stepping stone going into the first team, but now it seems they've lost that stepping stone. I think that side of football has changed slightly. It's taken it away from academies or smaller clubs' academies, where it seems all the bigger clubs have got these big posh academies, and they're taking everyone into a big bowl and they're spitting them out at the other end. And I think that the smaller clubs like Tranmere are losing out because of it. But even back then, big clubs offered money for young players. I was offered money by Everton when I was 14 or 15 to sign for them as a pro, which I turned down, obviously, because my loyalty was to Tranmere. Whether it was a bad decision or not, I don't know, but my loyalty was to Tranmere, so it is hard to keep young players at smaller clubs, but I think it's something that should be around for the local community, and I think it's a massive shame that it's going.
Just to indicate what the Elite Player Performance Plan is, it is this category-based academy system that we now have in this country. So your top clubs, your Liverpools, your Evertons have a Category 1 academy, which is the very, very best for the elite players. And with that, they are allowed to have or need to have more coaches, more physios, arguably better facilities. Players must have a longer contact time with their coach week to week. Tranmere had a Category 3 academy until last summer. Now, having been outside of the Football League for 2 years, it was taken away from them, that Category 3 status. They no longer officially had an academy under the Elite Player Performance Plan, and they lost a lot of funding for it. And that also meant that any club could come in and sign their players, their best players at youth level, under 16 level, for free, whereas previously they got a fee, albeit a minimal one, a very ludicrously small fee, given some of the fees that we do see around. So financially, they were missing out on a lot of money for it, and Mark and Nicola Palios have made that commitment to cover that funding for this year. But you can understand that. They say they lost £200,000 this year because six clubs came in and nicked their six best players for free.
Of course, and that's the issue with it, and I think that's what it boils down to fundamentally. I think it's the whole structure throughout the country and throughout the level of that is totally wrong. Whether a young kid at the age of 10, 11, 12 is at an elite level and makes them playing for Liverpool, an elite player, I don't understand why. There's a whole process of going through and potential, and whether players reach potential is a totally different thing. I think back in the day, whether Tranmere would have players playing at England schoolboy level, under 15s, under 16 level, and they'd go on, and not all of them made it professionally, but they would have been seen as elite players, whereas other players came through a little bit later and took giant leaps towards the first team. So I think all the whole process of it from countrywide and for elite levels is not good enough, and I think it's sort of broken down to this point to Tranmere, and I think the whole where the clubs are in terms of the league we're in and coming down the league has been difficult, and financially it does take its toll, and you see some of the big clubs who are really struggling financially, and I think Mark and Nicola are hopefully trying to protect that in terms of longevity and build a club from long term rather than just looking short term in front of them. But I think for me personally, it's a really sad day, and as I say, I don't know the financial side of it or anything like that, but to me that should have been the last thing to go, and it's just a disappointment, sad day.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to former Tranmere player Alex Hay on the decision Tranmere have taken to restructure their academy. They now only take players from the ages 16 to 18, and I think that's got to be a worry to a lot of Tranmere fans, Alex, because if you look at some of the very best players they've had, arguably one of the best players in the team at the moment, although he's being kept out of the side, is Eddie Clark, who was picked up at the age of 15 when he got released by Liverpool. Aaron Cresswell picked up in his early teens when he was released by Liverpool. Jason Kumas was at one of Liverpool or Everton. Dale Jennings, one of Liverpool or Everton. These players are getting picked up in their early teens by Tranmere and then being sold on for money. And if they're not picking them up at that age, they're not going to be able to make the money in the future.
Of course, and that's part of the issue with it. I mean, there's two sides of it. Either you can get young players from the local area with Tranmere from the age of 10, 11 and work their way all the way through up, or players get released from the bigger clubs and we're there to pick up and then help them reach the potential after that. And I think that's the worry, because you just reeled off a whole number of names there which have all been more recent. And they're not going to be able to do that yet at 16. I think Mark said in his interview that they're looking to be two from 16, but it just makes it more and more difficult, because they're not only going to be on Tranmere's radar, they'll be on a whole host of clubs' radar. And I think money comes into it then, and what players are going to be paid at that age. And there's a lot of money floating around, especially in our league, with some of the more clubs going towards Manchester and areas like that. So it's going to be more and more difficult to sort of sell the Tranmere dream to these young players. Hopefully there'll be more from the local area, so they'll be a bit more aware of it. But I think with the academy going, I think that takes away that dream a little bit.
Well, it certainly does, because if you're released by a Liverpool or Everton, and with no disrespect to Tranmere, there are probably six or seven other clubs within the local area that you go to before Tranmere, a Wigan or a Blackburn or a Bolton.
Yeah, and those are sort of, Tranmere were up among those names, and for me, should still be up among those names, however, that's the situation now. And as you drop further down the leagues, I think money starts becoming more and more apparent in terms of there's non-league clubs playing silly money at the moment for players who aren't good enough for that money. But if a player gets offered that at the age of 16, whether it's part-time or full-time, they're going to look at that as a massive point in their lives, and most probably grab the money rather than think long-term where they can build a career in football.
It is a sad day, definitely a sad piece of news for one of the most established and best-running academies in the country. Despite the elite player performance plan, they were still able to churn out these players. I've mentioned Eddie Clark, but seven of them have been involved in the first team this year. Five of them have made first-team appearances, two have been unused substitutes. And when I say them, I mean players who've come through the academy alongside the likes of Mitch Duggan and Evan Gumbs. So those players are still being created, which is testament to the work that Andy Parkinson, Lee Jones and everyone else was doing in that academy. You worked under Warwick Rimmer, of course, Alex, who set it up three decades ago. And what a man he was, what a legacy he left.
Oh, he's left the legacy of Tranmere, as far as I'm concerned, Warwick is Tranmere. Tranmere wouldn't be the club they were previously or the club they are now without him and the players he's brought through. And that was always known, as Tranmere were a club that brought good players through. And all the big leading scouts used to go and watch reserve team football, watch youth team football, because they would know that these players would be capable of going higher in the future. As well as that, I think the local area loses out in terms of Tranmere will possibly lose out on supporters slowly but surely, because they have always had an interest. I've had loads of messages of people who were part of the School of Excellence in the 13s and the 14s, and because of that, an association of them being part of Tranmere, people and family members will be interested in them and go and watch Tranmere and take an interest in Tranmere because saw him there, so I might have a chance of reaching the first team one day. And all that plays a part. I think in the Liverpool area, because we usually get a lot of players coming from Liverpool, like you've said, some of those have gone on to bigger and better things, being into full internationals, by being picked up by Tram at those levels, and they've been associating Tram in the Liverpool area would have been big, because, you know what, my lads at Tram, you know, I'm going to go and have a little look at Tram, you know, and see what they're all about. Can he develop there to make the step up again? So the association of Tram in the local area will have taken a big blow from this as well, and fans won't be as interested, because when a player comes from that area, everyone sort of knows someone who knows them, and everyone's got an interest in how they're doing and what they want to do, and are really happy when they get in the first team. So I think that's the disappointing part of it all as well.
Full time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.